savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs. From our dealership to your driveway, shop online anytime. It's betteratbrewbaker.com.
How did Doug Jones get so much done for Alabama? Listen to the folks across Alabama.
We took a chance on Doug Jones.
I knew he was a Democrat.
But he promised to get things done.
And he sure did.
He fought like hell for us farmers.
Senator Jones was essential in helping the cotton industry and their future with getting the seed cotton program passed.
Saved our jobs from trade tariffs.
He stopped Washington from denying survivor benefits to our military widows.
He protected coverage for pre-existing medical conditions.
And our rural hospitals.
Doug Jones worked with everybody.
And got things done for Alabama.
Doug Jones sure earned my vote.
Doug Jones is getting things done for Alabama. Why would we change?
Doug Jones kept his promises, and when disaster struck, he got us the hurricane and tornado relief we needed.
This is Senator Doug Jones, running for re-election to the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message because I'll never quit on the people of Alabama.
Paid for by Doug Jones for Senate.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
The holidays will soon be here, and while most of us are busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Rick's Jewelers when you think she's the one. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Rick's Jewelers.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And now a star is born. On October 21st, 1956, the world welcomed little baby Carrie Fisher.
Help me, OBGYN Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Use the forceps.
Carrie Fisher, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's for
Stand By for News.
News, I'm Rich Dennison. OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma to plead guilty to three federal criminal charges and pay more than $8 billion for its role in the nation's deadly opioid crisis. The announcement coming today from the Justice Department.
Just as the department prosecutes illicit drug traffickers, the department's been committed to doing the same with respect to the abuse and diversion of prescription opioids.
Deputy U.S. Attorney General Jeff Rosen says the settlement does not protect company executives or employees from future criminal or civil penalties, and will require the drug maker to dissolve. Afghan officials say at least 36 police officers have been killed in what they say was an ambush by the Taliban in the northern part of the country.
It's the deadliest attack since the Taliban began peace talks with the Afghan government last month, that process backed by the U.S.
Fox's Simon Owen. America is listening to Fox News.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I came from Alabama to see some naked people.
Where in
Alabama?
There's nobody naked here. It's the roll call.
Nothing from nothing leaves.
That's nothing to be proud of, Rusty.
You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me.
There she is.
The cradle robber.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Snap out of it.
You gotta have something.
Bad.
If you wanna be with me.
Is this some kind of bust?
It's very impressive, yes.
I'm not trying to be your hero.
Is that your tongue?
Cause that's easy.
Whoa, watch it, pervert!
Too cold for me.
Holy cow.
Not trying to be your hero.
Shut up, dummy.
Cause that is unbelievable.
It's too low to see.
When does something just for a queen bee? And not when does something just for a bumblebee, right?
I don't understand the words you just said.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
Can't
you? And I'm not nothing.
Can't
believe you mean.
Everything that guy just says, bull.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
I'm a soul
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
Tell me how frosty my pajamas are.
I dropped my hot pocket.
Did you get a little tappity-tap?
You're better than television.
I'll have what she's had.
Do it again. I like it.
Thanks, but no thanks. What else is on?
A total bumbling idiot.
You gotta have something.
Yes.
If you wanna be with me.
Right.
Nothing from nothing.
None of your business.
You gotta have
boobies.
If you wanna be with me.
Stupid. Juvenile. Stupid. Asinine and very stupid.
Oh, the funny man. That's a matter what you.
Gotta have something. Wanna be with me.
I will. Await your scores through Facebook Messenger, email, or those of you who have my number, you can text me. There were some good moments in that one.
Yeah.
I'm going to shut that screen off. You cannot be watching television. I'm sorry. I feel like I have nobody here when that happens.
I am listening. And I'm also watching.
You see, who was it that called last hour that said, this is your radio wife? No, she may be listening. She's hearing me, but she's not listening.
Wow.
Naked in Alabama, the roll call worked. That's a plus. Thank you, Sam. Tell Rich to call into the show. Yeah, look, I apologize, but we do have this system that... Oh, here's an update on Eddie Bader. Let me get this the attention it deserves.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
shut up. From wife Susanna, surgery is over. He's in recovery now. All is well.
Yes.
So that's wonderful news. Thank you, Susanna, for the update. And Eddie, once they let you out of there, just come straight to the station.
Yeah, right.
Because we want to make radio history. We've always wanted to have somebody who just had a sinus procedure on the air. Ah, there they go. The Russian disinformation. Yeah. Isn't it amazing how handy the Russians are for the Democrats? First, they were interfering in the 2016 election, and Trump, you know, they were interfering. And now the Russians don't like the Democrats, which is why this whole Hunter Biden laptop, unfortunately, that story for them has gone far beyond it. I pulled up a thing. Rudy Giuliani is the hero here. Oh, and by the way, now they're attacking Rudy. Keep in mind, for those of you who were born after 2000, Rudy Giuliani is the guy who successfully brought down the New York Mafia. Many had tried, but nobody had succeeded. He took down all five families in the 80s. He was rewarded with the mayorship in New York, and then he and Donald Trump and other prominent New Yorkers remade Manhattan in a very short period of time, so it once became the glamour spot that it is. And Rudy's the guy who turned the laptop with the incriminating evidence over to the Delaware police. Now, do you think the Delaware police are going to do anything?
Probably not.
I have to agree. I'm, you know, so what if there's a hard drive with all kinds of evidence of child pornography and molestation? I think, you know, and this is what I believe, they're all afraid. Not of any public humiliation. They're afraid of getting killed. And they have good reason to. Look at all the people who got on the wrong side of the Clintons that are now pushing up daisies. If you ever want to have a laugh, go to Snopes, those fact checkers, and read the explanations for the fact that, I mean, no couple in the history of the planet Earth has ever inspired more suicide than the Clintons. Looks like a real justified suicide here, and that's a lot of urban legend and stuff. I can't think of two people with less appeal that and understand why they're getting this level of protection from the media mafia, which is what they are. Steve Bannon, who I believe is in his own legal trouble, put this on Twitter. There's other criminal activity. It's going to be a storm. Storm clouds are gathering around the Biden camp. I even read one theory today that said Joe will quit and say, have the electors put Harris in there. That's frightening beyond belief. But here is Steve Bannon.
Rudy Giuliani came on here in the first hour and told you that that's not financial crimes. There's other criminal activity. And Rudy Giuliani is going forward with that. And I think that he'll bring it out all tomorrow. And, you know, it's going to be a storm, right? That's what we got. The storm clouds are around the Biden camp. The storm clouds are around the Biden camp, a gathering storm.
And by the way, even though we know that Twitter and Facebook have committed to not, somehow people are getting around that. The story's gotten out there. It's been shared 2.5 million times. And they're just not going to be able to bury this one. This bone is too big. That's not a very nice way to put it. It's not happening. They're not going to be able to hide it. It's like trying to hide an elephant under a postage stamp. It ain't going to work.
It's not going to happen.
No, it is not. It's 12 minutes after 4 o'clock here on your high-tech radio station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACB. Looking for stuff.
The Hodge twins.
Oh, God. Thank you for reminding me. You know, that's why you're a good radio wife.
Don't call me that.
Well, now you hurt my feelings.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't want to be anybody's wife.
Radio.
And you already have one, so you don't need to.
Well, now my feelings are hurt.
Well, get over it.
Get over it, she says, just like any good wife would. Quick word, we had a nice call yesterday from somebody who was ever talking about, I think it was Cooter. He had a family member involved in a project. They needed paint, and they went over to John Lee Paint because they're loyal listeners. They wanted to go to a place that supports the show. But what they really needed was not something that they had. So rather than sell them something they didn't need, the ethical business folks at John Lee Paint suggested you can actually use this and get the same result. I think that's a story worth retelling. They're a great business. They sell great products. And for those of you who like to support the people that support this station, they're part of our 10-year club now. Charles Bubba Turner's a great guy. The entire staff inside John Lee Paints knows that universe inside out. No such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. So if you have something you need to find out about, please do yourself a favor. Your time is worth money as well. Go see them. For interior painting, they carry the Richards product line. For exterior, it's John Lee's own brand called Solar Proof, which has a super low viscosity level, does not allow moisture and things to get in, and stands up to whatever elements the climate of Alabama throws at it. So it can't get mildewy and stuff. When you have outdoor paint, if it looks dirty and you can wash it off with a hose, that's a great paint. If it's dirty and the hose won't take it off, that means the mildew is under the paint, and that's a major project, scraping and all the rest of it. So get it right the first time. John Lee Paints, 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please mention to Charles Bubba Turner or Mr. Dodson or anybody that works there. You've heard about him here as we welcome Flower Child this afternoon.
Hi, Greg.
Hi.
You know, Trump said had a picture made one day. I think it was 2017. And he said, this is the calm before the storm. I think it was with military generals or whatever. But he had 9 people on the left and 11 people up to the right. And they were saying, what storm? What storm, Mr. President? And he says, you'll find out. So I think this is the storm we're going to find out about.
Well, as far as the military is concerned, you know, Obama, and of course the media applauded everything he did. They blew so much smoke up his ass that he became the human chimney. He got rid of anybody in the military that wasn't down with his green, you know, remember how much money we spent and wasted on an aircraft carrier that runs on algae? Totally inefficient. It's like $34,000 a gallon for that stuff. But he wanted military people that would support that. So everybody else was purged. That's what Trump inherited. And that's why there's always been the danger that the military could step in and do something.
Not only that, the ships were made with that cheap Chinese steel. So when somebody ran into him, they peel back like a can of sardines.
Yeah.
And Obama got rid of all of our space technology. He was letting China and Russia just take over the world.
Well, you know what? In less than 4 years, Donald Trump has restored NASA. And now, as I have proof here, we have 4G ready to land on the moon in 2020.
Wow.
Yeah.
You'll be able to make a cell phone call from the moon in 2 years. And many of us may want to be doing that if we put Kamala Harris in the White House, because let's face it, Joe's toast.
I think there's so much technology out there hidden that as soon as he gets reelected, we're going to see a lot of amazing things in America.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. When he doesn't have to worry about reelection, he's going to unleash the hounds.
Yeah.
Thanks for the call. Did you hear what I heard?
They were, like, talking in the background.
That's part of the modern phone technology and quality that we enjoy on a daily basis. So here's that 4G on the moon.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for telecommunications. Now that 4G is set up on the moon, we can continue setting... Oh, I've got a call coming in. Hello? Oh, hello, dear. Yes. I'll pick up some quinoa on the way home. Should be about 3 days. Okay. Love to you and the kids. All right, back to the mission. Houston, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Good. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Houston, we have a problem.
Time for traffic at 4:17.
Good afternoon, Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident on the Eastern Boulevard. This is going to be just up the hill from the Troy Highway intersection out in front of Stivers. If you're headed up the hill towards Vaughn Road, going to be in your lane. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. Got a lot of congestion all over the city right now. Light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere, including I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Buckle up, drive carefully. We'll keep you updated. Holiday parties are approaching rapidly. The Front Porch Grill has years of experience catering every kind of event. Book them now. The Front Porch Grill in Millbrook. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. The Montgomery City Council voted unanimously Tuesday night to pass an ordinance that governs the operation of package stores in the city. The ordinance was supported by many neighborhood associations in West and South Montgomery. The ordinance requires package stores to be at least 250 feet away from churches, schools, and public parks, and no two package stores can be within 25 feet of each other. The Alabama Department of Public Health reporting the number of confirmed COVID-19 cases is now topping 153,000. More than 14,000 of those cases were confirmed in the last 2 weeks. Health officials say more than 2,600 people have died. More than 74,000 Alabamians have recovered from the virus. City of Prattville holding a food drive for families displaced by an apartment fire last weekend. Donations can be made at Prattville City Hall or at the Otauga Interfaith Care Center through November 1st. Those are your headlines. I'm Daryl Hood. Be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your latest market report for 2020. We continue to have historic low interest rates in the River Region for mortgages. We have also sold over 800 more houses in our area so far than in all of 2019. Houses are selling faster, with over 26% of homes selling in the first 30 days. Houses are selling at approximately 97.4% of the listed price. If you're thinking of selling your home, right now is a great time. Houses do need to be priced right, and that's where professional realtors come in. Zillow can't see your home, and they certainly can't price your home. The Goodson Group agents are the best trained agents in our area and will do a great job representing buyer clients or seller clients. If you want results, go to the Real Estate Source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or call my cell phone at 221-2883.
Businesses across the river region know where to dispose of their commercial waste. Just look for the bright red containers of Alabama Dumpster Service. They're there when you need them, and just as quickly picked up by our fleet of trucks. Now in our 20th year, Alabama Dumpster Service is known for customer service. Plus, our wide variety of dumpster sizes and competitive pricing mean dependable, affordable waste removal. Call us today at 334-288-1500 for availability and schedules, or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the river region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is definitely changing, especially at night. It's not nearly as cool as it has been. Tonight, partly cloudy. We should be dry. The overnight low temperature drops to about 67. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low to mid-80s again. A few widely scattered afternoon and evening storms are possible. Rain chances are small, but the showers and storms become a little bit more numerous on Friday and Saturday ahead of a frontal system. I think we'll be dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
President Trump has restored the idea of America.
Keep America great! Exclamation point.
The Dow Jones made history today, closing over 26,000 points for the first time.
This is a standout report.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
Hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my hat.
I'm going to bomb the out of them.
The collusion delusion is over.
Your fake news.
President. Pardon me, ma'am.
Mr. President.
Are you, that's enough. Put down the mic.
So much winning.
Everything he does.
Every day is NASCAR.
Seems to come out right.
Donald Trump, keeper of promises.
Playing all the music, yes, keeping time.
I will fight for you, and I will win for you.
America is winning again. With your help on November 3rd, 2020, can you believe it's right around the corner?
So you ready? Let's go. Let me hear it. Bye.
You know, what's really funny about Twitter's attempt to censor the Hunter Biden story is that it's actually helped it gain twice the traction that it normally would because their censorship is the story now. Idiots. Laurie, thanks for winning.
Hello, Greg. How are you?
Yeah, I'm just great. I'm proud of my show and everything else I do today.
Yeah. How are you? I hope everybody at the station is doing well. I didn't know everybody was, you know, having surgery and not feeling well, but I wish them well. But I wanted to
We're changing our call letters, by the way, to WMASH tomorrow.
What?
Never mind. What's on your mind?
No, I wanted to take up a little bit for President Trump about not sleeping. When I got close to 50, I went down to 2 or 3 hours a night, and that's all I sleep. So there's nothing wrong with that. You can still go all day. You just, I don't know what happens, but you just get to a point where you don't need as much sleep. And I guess once your kids are gone. And two, Savannah Guthrie just pounded him about QAnon. And until 2 weeks ago, I did not know what QAnon was.
Yeah.
So I can't blame the man for saying, I don't know about QAnon. And I didn't. And
they're desperate. They're reaching for whatever they can get their slimy hands on to make it into an issue. And all they're really doing is, I got news for you. QAnon got millions of additional hits after Savannah Guthrie tried to make it an issue with the president.
They're just nuts.
Lost their mind. I don't know what kind of country they want to live in, but they're despicable, hateful people.
Yes. She was hateful to him, and if I could have snatched her through the TV, I'd have beat the hell out of her.
I believe you. Me too.
Yeah, I would have taken her out in the backyard and snatched her bald.
Thank you, Lori.
Bye, Greg.
I would have loved to have televised that. Who's that? You can just tell me.
Soldier Boy.
Hey there.
Hey, Greg, what happened? Lindsey Graham got attacked by two POS women last night at the airport.
In Seattle. What the hell was he doing there?
I thought it was coming. I thought he was in D.C., the story was. I watched last night in Laura Ingraham.
I thought he was in Seattle, the Seattle airport when that happened.
Boy, but he handled those two individuals quite well. Man, they were ugly, those two. Woo!
Well, they're
potty mouth girls.
They're filled with hate. They got nothing to say. God. They've been brainwashed.
Except to ambush people, right? Sit there and wait to ambush people. No life, no job.
Yeah.
These people need to get a life or get a job or something or get something productive, do something positive. But to sit there and ambush, and I love what he said. He says, yeah, I'm going to support the president's nominee wholeheartedly. What about it? And they called her one of the ladies called her a racist, a bigot, and every other name. And I love what he fired back. He says, where are y'all from? I tell you, it's getting ugly. I mean, from Ted Cruz, was it Ted Cruz? Yeah. Was it Ted and his wife that got attacked in...
Yeah.
No, no, it wasn't Ted Cruz. It was Rand Paul.
Rand Paul. They've almost killed him twice. And the media does this, well, you deserve it because you supported Trump.
Oh, they justify it, right?
Mm-hmm.
A justify card. Yeah, but it's getting to a point where, I tell you, Lindsey, he held his ground. I was really impressed, and he grew a pair that night, so I'm really happy for him.
Well, good. When he calls in the people that have been destroying the country to testify before the Senate, I'll be a little more impressed. Thank you for the call. He's been a little bit shy about that. 10 examples of Joe Biden's history of racially charged conduct and comments. But simpletons, simple-minded people are saying racism is on the ballot. You are so ignorant. You are beyond the definition of ignorant if you really believe that. And Donald Trump proved it when he didn't have to, when he was a private citizen rebuilding New York.
Yeah, he got awards.
Yeah, from Jesse Jackson.
Yeah.
But that doesn't count. That doesn't count now. Oh, this thing is way too long and complicated. I do have a Hodge Twins clip. I don't know which one to pick from, but I like this one. You may have heard Biden the other day. He's advising America's police to aim for the leg. Don't shoot them above the waist because you could kill them. This is Joe. Shotgun Joe. Remember when he told us to pump a couple of shotgun shells through the back door of your house? If somebody's trying to break in. Now they're supposed to shoot for the leg. I just went and used my pistol for the first time. I got news for you. Aiming for anything isn't as easy as it looks.
No.
It takes a lot of practice, a lot of training. But I think now I could wound somebody that was coming for me.
But you wouldn't want to.
Hell no.
Because
you know what? I could see it now.
I wouldn't
either. If I had to shoot somebody in self-defense... Well, let's take a look at his record. He's that conservative, that Trump-supporting conservative. Well, he had it coming. I could see it now in the Montgomery Advertiser. Don't laugh, because I know that's true. But I know some great attorneys, one of whom is named Jacqueline. She doesn't specialize in getting talk show hosts off the hook for shootings, but she's a great conversationalist, and she'll join us in a minute. Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing can help you save a lot of money. I'll say it again. We've been Clark's Club members for over 10 years. They came out to do our fall tune-up ahead of the first big cool fronts that were coming through. And the day before they were due to the house to do that tune-up, I got my electric bill, and it had spiked up. So I brought it to their attention, since that is the big energy consumer in your home. And they went in and took a look at the AC and found a wire that had detached that was causing the unit to run inefficiently. So they fixed it. A month later, the electric bill went from $430 to $200 flat. Now, it had cooled off a little bit, but we hadn't stopped using the AC that much. In other words, one little situation like that can make a big difference in your electric costs. Plus, they have an amazing and talented team of plumbers that, in my opinion, are worthy of the Ed Sullivan Show.
Here's an amazing act. Here's a tremendous act.
It's the plumbers from Clark's. I remember I had a start of the tub, and the handle you turned to launch the flow of water started spinning like a propeller.
Yeah, that's always fun.
So I knew enough. First thing you do is you open the drain so the water just goes out. Called Clark's. I think they were out within 20 minutes, 25 minutes at the most. Shut the plumbing off at the curb, went in, and I just let them do their thing. And says, okay, it took like 10 minutes. You're good to go. I said, well, what do I need to do? He says, nah, just rebuild the fixture. I didn't have to buy any new plumbing. He just fixed it. He rebuilt it, I guess, with a washer or two, and it's worked fine ever since. That's great service. Call them at 277-2125. Get that membership and enjoy the security of knowing that if anything goes wrong with heating, AC, or plumbing at any time, Clark's has your back. 277-2125 or clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
When you add it all up, the place to take your car for service is C Square Performance Automotive. Here's Chris Bowers, a certified mechanic at C Square.
We do it all. Oil changes, brakes, alignments, engines, and transmissions. With all the top brands of tires and the skilled professionals you know and trust.
If it involves your vehicle, C Square Performance Automotive on Madison Avenue in Montgomery has the equipment and personnel to get you back on the road fast. Plus, all work at C-Square has a 2-year, 24,000-mile nationwide warranty and no credit check financing. To make it easy, C-Square Performance Automotive will pick up, service your vehicle, and return it to you in the downtown area. If you're a state employee or work anywhere in the downtown area, let C-Square save you time with their pickup and delivery service. Right now, C-Square has immediate openings for certified mechanics to work Monday through Friday, 8 till 5. Excellent pay and paid vacation. Stop in and fill out an application as there are a limited number of openings. C-Square Performance Automotive. You will trust us, and your car will love us. 715 Madison Avenue.
Sweet Creek Farm Market, your local 7-day-a-week farmer's market. Your headquarters for all of your produce needs. Sweet Creek also has the largest selection of pumpkins and pecans in town. The new crop of pecans is in. They've got chocolate-covered, candied, roasted, and salted, and everything in between. Join them this weekend at Sweet Creek Farm Market for their Arts and Crafts and Pumpkin Festival. It's fun for the whole family. Free entry. Buy fresh. Buy local. Buy Sweet Creek.
River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Opinion posted on Facebook to fight. Yeah. Every
the news from FoxNews.com, Biden to undo Trump immigration measures. Hey, I wouldn't be surprised to see him tear down all 430 miles of the wall that's been built. Hey. Biden says no basis to Hunter email allegations. Rips henchman Giuliani. Trump tweets pics of the Leslie Stahl interview. I can't wait to see that. What else is going on? Ex-CNN producer details analyst's troubling past following Zoom incident about Jeffrey Toobin. Republicans deny Schumer's third attempt to delay ACB. Get that done. Give us something to hang on to, for God's sake. That's happening Monday? That's the same day.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's the way we're going to all celebrate Hillary's birthday. 4:36, a quick look at the roads.
Good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We had a minor accident earlier on East Boulevard right in front of Stivers. It's going to be right there at the red light that lets you in and out of Montgomery Town Center. We're seeing a backup of traffic into the town center and on both sides of the Eastern Boulevard. There's still use caution. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We are light to moderate everywhere else around the city. We are a little bit busy on Norman Bridge outbound and Atlanta Highway and Madison Avenue outbound. I-65 and 85, moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. Everything for fall is at Festival Plaza. Visit the Comic Shop, Montgomery Cardiovascular Health and Fitness Center, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor at Vaughn, another great McClinton & Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Conrad here from Air Conditioning by Luke Wire with no gimmicks, just straight talk. To close out the tough year and keep our staff working, we're offering complete Carrier air conditioning and heating systems for a fraction over cost. You can save thousands and qualified customers still get 0% financing. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Wire and Carrier. Visit acbylukewire.com today.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Wire.
License number 84417.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather is definitely changing, especially at night. It's not nearly as cool as it has been. Tonight, partly cloudy. We should be dry. The overnight low temperature drops to about 67. Tomorrow, look for a high in the low to mid-80s again. A few widely scattered afternoon and evening storms are possible. Rain chances are small, but the showers and storms become a little bit more numerous on Friday and Saturday ahead of a frontal system. I think we'll be dry on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
There is something evil lurking about in the shadows. Something so terrifying, the sound of it will send chills up your spine and put fear in your heart. It is a sound that has driven men and women alike to the brink of insanity, and you may be next. This Halloween, beware of Hillary Clinton in The Cackle. It can strike anywhere at any time. No one is immune to The Cackle. In theaters this Halloween, The Cackle. Rated PG-17. Republicans not admitted.
She's really got brain damage.
Yeah. Hey, big breaking news.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say?
Ah, shut up. Brace yourselves. Are you ready for this one? Quibi is shutting down after just 6 months.
Oh.
I never understood. Look, and I... A lot of people sank big money into this thing. I remember one of my favorite shows of all time is Reno 911. Because they were like other sitcoms that took on any topic and could get you to laugh. They were not afraid, like most of today's alleged sitcoms, where they're pandering or trying to make political points, whatever. So Quibi, I guess their whole programming philosophy was to do like 11-minute versions of old shows, because Reno 911 was one of the shows they were bringing back, and they advertised the bejeebers out of it. And you would think here in America, where we've watched everything there is on Netflix, by the way, I wanted to ask Brandt about that, because Netflix got plastered in their quarterly earnings report, just like sports is getting plastered. Ratings on basketball, everything except golf, way down. Even baseball, I hate to say. But when you got chumps like Joe Buck, Joe Buck was doing the World Series game last night, and every time he talked, I thought about him and that ass, that jerk.
Troy Aikman, he's trying to walk it back now, but he can't.
No, you can't walk that back, you stupid dweeb. Yeah, a Biden, a Kamala Biden ticket, that'll put an end to that. It's like, you know, they're just so fucking dumb. Our pilots in the military, again, I'll make the point, I made it earlier, I think I made it this morning. Remember on 9/11? If you've watched any of the great documentaries that were done on how everything unfolded that day, the Air Force didn't know its ass from the hole in the ground. But the bottom line is, because in the fog of war, right? Nobody expected this. We had four jets ready to scramble off, down the entire length of the East Coast. Four. From Maine all the way down to Florida. Four jets to take out potential hijacked jets above and beyond what we already knew was happening. So we don't, you know, you have to have, in order, just in case something like that happens again, and you can't say it won't, because you can never say never to anything in this world. But you got to have trained pilots ready to jump in their jet, fly, and take out the enemy if it happens. They have to accumulate hours to become proficient at their aircraft. So what would you prefer, Troy Aikman, you a-hole? What would you prefer? That they just do laps around the Gulf of Mexico? Or practice some formation flying? Some coordination? In a military flyover? What the hell is wrong with making a few people feel good about their country and their military by showing off the hardware and the incredibly skilled people that operated? You're a douchebag! And the only reason you're walking it back is that you've had so much blowback with your big mouth open. Yeah, a Biden-Kamala taste up your ass. And Joe Buck, I'm disgusted with you. Yeah, it's burning a lot of fuel. First of all, we're an energy-independent country. We are the leader. We have the cleanest air of any country in the world. Look it up. So cut with the climate change crap. It's just another means of economic redistribution and control. But we got to have the legends of sports tell us how it's going to be. Can you find a article about Troy Aikman walking it back. I'd love to see. I mean, these jerks have no idea. It's like, where are all the people going? Why aren't they watching the... I've seen sports writers I respect trying to figure out why sports ratings have been so god-awful. The crash of the NBA and the NFL specifically on Monday, Thursday, and Sunday nights.
What happened?
You took a knee and you pissed all over the country that gave you the opportunity to be a rich millionaire. And we don't like it. That's what happened. I'd love to see how Troy Aikman walks that back.
I'm sending you the link.
I'm all the way over here. Are you emailing it or Pony
Express?
I'll
send it to your AOL account.
My modern AOL account. Refresh, refresh, refresh.
Hold on.
What's it going through our plumbing system for crying out loud? Yeah. We have wireless internet here, and it's still not here.
It
from 3 feet away.
Greg, patience.
Siri, tell me about Troy Aikman walking back his ignorant comments during the football game Sunday night. See, she's being censored too.
Check it now.
No. But thanks for trying. It is 4:47. We were supposed to have Jacqueline Tomlinson, so let's go to the Hodge twins. Let's do something productive here. Their comments on Joe Biden saying, cops, think about this. Think about how obscene this is. That a police officer who is dealing with somebody resisting arrest who appears to be armed, they're just supposed to aim for the leg. You know, just like the criminal they're trying to apprehend is doing.
Oh, because we're conservative and we're good guys. Yeah. Now that we paid the bills, Joe Biden is trying to teach cops how to do that job now. Yeah, because he's a veteran of the police department. He's made countless arrests. He knows how to defuse the situation. He knows how to de-escalate. He's an expert when it comes to policing. Even though he's never wore a police uniform a day in his life. I hate to hear people. They, you know, those people, they know everything. They try to tell you how to do your job.
Yeah, they never experienced, never been in your shoes.
Yeah.
But they know the correct and the best way to handle things.
It's just so easy. Why didn't you do it like this? Why didn't you do it like that?
Yeah.
It's hindsight. It's just foolish, man.
But anyway, at his town hall, this is what Joe Biden had to say as far as cops interacting with other people.
We can do this. You can ban chokeholds. You can, but beyond that, you have to teach people how to de-escalate circumstances. De-escalate. So instead of anybody coming at you and the first thing you do is shoot to kill, you shoot them in the leg. There's ways you have to do more background checks in terms of whether or not the person coming in passes a certain psychological test. And the last thing I'll say, and I'm sorry because it was really, I think, really, really important, is you have to be in a position where you are able to identify the things that have to change. And one of the things that has to change is so many cops get called into circumstances where somebody is mentally off, like what happened not long ago with that guy with the knife. That's why we have to provide within police departments psychologists and social workers.
I don't know what they're going to say, but this is insane. This is insane. We're going to send a guy's out there with a knife and we have to send a shrink. See if that's covered on your health insurance.
To go out with the cops on those calls, some of those 911 calls, to de-escalate the circumstance, to deal with talking them down. But we can't. Cops are kind of like school teachers.
Okay, let me say
Joe's
this.
Joe's a good guy.
He is, huh?
Hey, Joe, did you tell that to your Secret Service, your bodyguards? Hey, somebody try to kill me. You bet not kill him. You better shoot him in the leg. If you kill him, I'm telling you, I'll fire your ass.
Hey, Joe, he's got like a, what did he say? He got a shotgun, right? He said, you don't have to shoot nobody. Just take it and shoot up in the air. Scare him away.
Yeah, don't kill the criminal that's about to kill you. Kill somebody just walking down the street.
All right, Joe, so you in your house, A guy's coming at you. You got that shotgun. You're just going to shoot it up in the air.
Hey, he's, get back.
Boom.
Ah!
Kill your neighbor upstairs, but don't kill the camera. Look, Cribble. Man, when, okay, look here.
He's actually trying to tell cops on how to perform their jobs, how to do
that. What he's pretty much saying is, cops, your lives don't matter. Whoever this dangerous person you interacting with, that life matter more than the cop's life.
Yeah, it's your fault that they trying to kill you.
Look here, if a cop pulls his gun out, he has identified that his life is at risk. Yeah. Give you an example. Somebody's storming a cop with a knife, the gun's coming out. So this guy's coming at the cop with a knife. He's not coming over there and just like cut a smile in your neck. He's going to try to cut your damn head off. He's going to try to kill that police officer.
Yeah. At that point in time, you can no longer de-escalate the situation. This man, the person, the subject has made up his mind. He wants to cause great bodily harm to you. You can't say, hey, stop. Stop that. Calm down. Let's talk about this.
Yeah. That guy has no, whoever this individual is, does not care about the police officer's life. But the police, so you're asking this police officer to not care about his own life and care about this individual's life over there. Yeah. Forget that family.
Yeah.
His wife and kids.
Yeah.
Care about this dude that's coming at you with a butcher knife, wife and kids. He's got a future.
Hey, it's funny, Joe. You say shoot, don't shoot the kill, shoot him in the leg. Now, this guy is already pissed off at you. He's already trying to kill you.
Yeah, he's,
you just shot him in the leg, now he's really pissed off.
You think that's going to de-escalate?
Oh, he's going to really tear you to pieces then.
If somebody gets shot in the leg, that don't mean it's going to stop him. That's why your cops are trained to shoot center mass, to take the target down. They're going to kill you, Joe.
Yeah, and that's why they teach you to shoot center mass, man, because a moving target is pretty hard to hit. I mean, if you've never been in that position before, it looks easy in the movies, but it's actually very difficult. And you,
I'm going to pause it there because that was the point I was making earlier. It sure looks a lot easier than it is.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, it took, I don't know how many shots I fired in total. I got better, which was the whole point. But I was shooting at something that was just hanging from a clip.
Not a moving target.
And let me tell you something. It not only gave me an incredible respect for the gun, but that much more respect for the people that have to train and be ready to use them. And I'm sorry. Aiming for a leg just on itself is insane. But... And then you wonder, you know, over 100 Seattle police officers have now retired or resigned, quit early. They're leaving en masse in New York, Minneapolis, defund the police. Brilliant idea. Brilliant idea. And Joe said that, too. And maybe at whatever, I think Trump's going to be in North Carolina tonight, mm-hmm. Gastonia. Maybe he should bring some of those videos out as well, because the media is not going to do it. He's got to do their job for him. It's 4:53. Let's see how the afternoon rush is going. Brant will be joining us shortly to talk about your money.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We are very busy on the East Boulevard between Troy Highway, Baptist, all the way on down to Norman Bridge. Norman Bridge, pretty busy outbound, as well as Atlanta Highway. Atlanta Highway's dumping a lot of cars onto Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson. Folks getting off work, trying to get out of town. East Boulevard, both sides of I-85 congested, and they're still working that accident on the East Boulevard right near Stivers Ford. Watch out in both directions there for boots on the ground. Buckle up, drive carefully. We will keep you updated on traffic throughout the afternoon. Harold's Fine Jewelry specializes in custom production of the jewelry of your dreams. Harold's Fine Jewelry will help you put the heart in your gift. There in the Hillwood Shopping Center on Zelda Road. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
Don't miss the Brubaker Service Special with multi-point inspection, oil change, tire rotation, plus wash and vacuum for only $99. It's better at Brubaker.com.
All right, we've already...
a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in Hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
At Spire, we know the value that natural gas brings to the communities we serve. From a hot shower after a long day to the warmth and comfort of a cozy home. And we know that in any year, some of us struggle to make ends meet. But this year isn't just any year. If you're struggling to pay your natural gas bill, we're here to help. Our dedicated team of community support specialists is ready to help identify the assistance program that's right for you. To learn more, call us or visit us online at spireenergy.com/assistance.
United for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
With cooler weather on the way, it's time to go ahead and get your heater checked.
Good idea. Let the pros from United check your heater and make sure it's working safely and properly before you need it for the first time.
Call us now and set up a fall tune-up for peace of mind. You will be safe and your system will be reliable and ready when the cold weather comes.
Or sign up for a United maintenance plan for your fall and spring tune-ups and get a 15% discount on any service repair throughout the year.
Like we always say, a tuned-up system is running at full efficiency, which means lower utility bills, better indoor comfort, and longer lifespan.
Make sure your heater is ready and safe. Call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check out our pumpkin contest on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The holidays will soon be here. And while most of us will be busy planning the next big meal, thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of non-perishable food items. Bring your donations to Riverside Chevrolet. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside. It's our annual holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and Riverside Chevrolet.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
I'm going to go plant our flag at Baumhauer's after the show. Hope you'll come and join us on Wednesday night. I'm going to give you, are you going?
Yeah, I'm not going to stay very long, but I'm going for a little bit.
Let me do this now.
Okay.
Because we all know how it works out when we have to depend on my memory.
Yes.
I have some Dr. B burger things to give away.
Okay.
And let's see, 2, 4... Here's 6 of those.
Okay.
That's the new combo at Wing Fingers downtown. And anytime Bob adds something to the menu, it's done after rigorous testing. Because the thing they look for most is to test the quality of...
Yummy!
...in whatever they add to the menu. So that's part of the new Wing Fingers menu. In the RSA building at 201 Union. They're closing right now, but they're open 10:30 to 5, Monday through Thursday, downtown. So we today's been a day of figuring things out. We have a technology that will allow Rich and hopefully Jay, when he feels better. They both have COVID. Jay has it a far more severe case. Pray for both of them.
Yeah, he's trying to recoup from
So we went
situation.
Through a period this morning where, we're just trying a technology so we can try and cobble together the show as best we can. Let's see.
I found these results.
Found what results?
Is that your Siri or mine?